ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमा देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिके।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 23 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 chapter entitled The Brahmana's Wives Blessed.
Na te yat om iti procho na na iti cha parantapa gopa nirasha प्रत्येत्य तथा उचो कृष्णरामयो। नाते यद् ओम इति प्रोचो न नेति च परन्तपा गोपा निराशा प्रत्येत्या ततोचो कृष्णरामयो। नते यद् ओम इति प्रोचो न नेति च परन्तपा गोपा निराशा प्रत्येत्या ततोचो कृष्णरामयो। नते यद् ओम इति प्रोचो न नेति च परन्तपा गोपा निराशा प्रत्येत्या ततोचो कृष्णरामयो। न ते यतोमिति प्रोचो न नेति च परन्तपा गोपा निराशा प्रत्येत्य ततो च कृष्णरामयो। न ते यतोमिति प्रोचो न नेति च परन्तपा कोपनिराशः प्रत्येत्य ततोच्यो कृष्णरामयो। न ते यदोमिति प्रोचो न नेति च परन्तपः गोपा निराशा प्रत्येत्या ततोचो कृष्णरामयो।
माताजी
न ते यदोमिति प्रोचो न नेति च परन्तपा गोपा निराशा प्रत्येत्या ततोचो कृष्णरामयो। न
नॉट ते
दे
Yat, when. Om, so be it. Iti, thus. Procho, did speak. Na, not. Na, no. Iti, thus. Cha, either. Parantapa, O chastiser of the enemies. Parikshit Maharaj. Gopa, the coward boys. Nirashaha, discouraged. Pratyetya, returning. Tatha, thus. Ucho, described. Krishna Ramayo, to Lord Krishna and Lord Ram. Translation by his disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: when the Brahmanas fail to reply even with a simple yes or no, O chastiser of the enemy, Parikshit, the coward boys returned disappointed to Krishna and Ram and reported this to them. No purport, we go to text number 13.
तद उपाकर्ण्य भगवान प्रहस्य जगदीश्वर व्याजहार पुनर्गोपान दर्शयन लौकिकीं गतिम.
Translation: Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Universe, simply laughed. Then he again addressed the coward boys, showing them the way men act in this world. Purport: by laughing, Krishna, Lord Krishna, indicated to the coward boys that they need not be angry at the ritualistic Brahmanas, but should understand that one who begs will often be refused.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishta Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapradantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prekshaya Mutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyava Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Pasindubhya Evacha Patidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So the situation here is where the cowherd boys approached the brahmanas who were performing the yajna, asking for food, saying that Krishna and Balram are hungry, but they don't get any response from the so-called yagi brahmanas. The earlier verse says that they did not even say either yes or no. And this present verse now mentions how Krishna just laughed at the cowherd boys. A single sentence purport, but it implies a lot of meaning for all of us to learn. First of all, we understand the nature of this so-called yagic brahmins. The yagic brahmins are so much caught up with the ritualistic activities, they actually fail to recognize that, you know, they could directly serve Krishna straight away. But they fail to recognize because they were so much caught up in the rituals. Many times it may happen for most of us in this world that we may follow certain rules and regulations and we may forget the goal of our life. Whenever we follow certain rules and regulations and we may be so much caught up with following the rules and regulations, we may actually forget what are we doing for, whom are we doing for. And then if you miss the goal of life, then you miss everything. Like the brahmanas knew that they are supposed to do everything for pleasing the Lord. But they were so much caught up with performing the yajna that the boys came and asked actually food for the Lord. But they just completely forgot to do that or acknowledge that fact. Like many of our preachers give this example of driving on the road. That you just go and you strictly follow the rules. When there is red, you stop. When there is yellow, you just almost start. And then green means you just go. But then if you just follow the rule and but do not know the goal, then what is the use of driving on the road? Like somebody may ask you, he says, where are you going? He says, I don't know where I am going. But I am strictly following the rules. You know, when there is right, I go right. When it gives left, I go left. When there is a red signal, I just stop. But then, that's not the way it is. Unless until somebody doesn't know what is the goal of life, all these rules are of no use. The rules are meant to reach to a particular goal in a proper way. But here, the yagin brahmins, we saw that they are following certain rules. They didn't want any disturbance from these boys. They thought that the boys are causing so much of disturbance. And they did not acknowledge the fact that they could have. In fact, that's an opportunity which the Brahmins got. It said that opportunity knocks at the doorstep only once. And if you lose that opportunity, then you will not get the opportunity again. The Brahminas, they had this opportunity to directly surrender personal service to Krishna. But they lost that opportunity to serve Krishna directly. They lost it. And after that, you know, as we go ahead in this particular chapter, we see that they were repenting for not really doing that service. So we should understand that whenever there is an opportunity for us to serve the Lord and His devotees, we should actually grab that opportunity. Because we may not know when that opportunity will come again. We should be eager for service. We should always be eager to grab anything that comes to us. If you are asked to do a particular service, you should be eager to accept that service. Because you do not know, that opportunity may not come again. Like for these Brahmanas, the opportunity never came again. So the Brahmanas are so much caught up in the rules that they forgot whom they are serving. Completely forgot. Like one example is there where Srila Prabhupada was traveling in a train. And the disciples were so much caught up with, you know, just offering it to his photograph. So Prabhupada sitting there, they just bought something, I don't know what, some samosa or something like that. And they sat and they're offering in front of Prabhupada. Said, I'm sitting here, you offer to me, I'm here. You know, because you're so much caught up here to or do a particular act, we forget that for whom you are doing, you know. So Prabhupada said, I'm here, please offer it to me. Another example is given where the lady is so much engrossed in serving her husband when the husband is away from the house, like, you know, worshipping the husband's photograph, performing dupa, aarti, everything, whatever. And the husband is coming after a long number of days, and then he's knocking on the door and he says, wait, I'm coming. He says, who is there? He says, I'm your husband waiting outside. He says, but I'm here, but wait, I have to finish my worship. The person whom she is worshipping, he is outside and she is caught up in something else. Now this may appear very funny, but it may happen to every one of us, that we may sometimes be so much caught up in performing a particular act, and when you do it on a regular basis every day, it becomes like a ritual. It happens sometimes for us in chanting. You get up in the morning, it's natural that somebody goes for a bath, and after bath he comes, maybe attends Mangalati and sits for chanting. So it becomes a routine. But when it becomes a routine, then you don't know for whom you're doing, how you're, what is your consciousness of what you're doing? Why are we doing it? What is the purpose? When you sit for Srimad Bhagavatam class, what should be your consciousness when you sit for Bhagavatam class? Like once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning, that when you sit for Bhagavatam class, we should be eager to know what is it that, my dear Lord, what are you going to teach me from this particular lesson today? But if you just sit, okay, now I have to sit, and it becomes a ritual. It becomes a ritual for us. Every act becomes a ritual every day for us when you do it, you know, on a regular basis. So we have to be conscious of this particular fact and understand that, please, let me be conscious of what we are doing, whom we are doing for. And if you are conscious of that, then you will never lose the focus. As it said, sam siddhir hari toshanam, we should be doing activity to please the Lord, whatever we are doing. You know, any activity that we do, we actually should do it for pleasing Lord. Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita that yat kurushi yat jajnashi yat joshi dadasiyat yat tapasis kaunti tat kurushva madharpanam, that you do it for me. So the Yagin Brahmins, they miss this particular point of whom they are doing that particular service or particular act of doing the yagya. The earlier verse mentions this, that Brahmanas, when the Brahmanas fail to reply even with a simple yes or no, the coward boys return disappointed to Krishna and reported this to both Krishna and Balaram. And here the purport mentions that Krishna just laughed at it. He did not take this very seriously. Now this is another point to understand from this particular episode and this particular point, that how Krishna took it. You know, Krishna did not take so seriously when the coward boys came with this reply. They came and told Krishna that they did not say either yes, they did not say no also. If you say yes or no, at least you get some answer. You know, you at least are sure whether they are interested to give or they are not. But if we ignore, that means it's something worse. So they were so disappointed. But Krishna, how did he react? Krishna just, you know, smiled. You know, Krishna just smiled. Krishna did not, you know, judge, or probably Krishna did not some other brand those Brahmanas as some were very stingy or miser, or, you know, they don't know how to do whatever. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentions that, you know, he considers those Brahmanas to be ignorant. They're ignorant of what they are doing. How they can respond then? So Krishna actually, if you see, his dealings with all of us is like that. He just does not take things seriously by our external actions. He just gives us a chance sometimes to maybe, like, you know, change or probably mend our habits or attitude. But externally, if you see, Krishna doesn't take or judge anyone. He always, you know, if you say in a modern day world, positive thinking. He doesn't think negatively. He thinks always positive in every aspect. In anything, wherever you see, like, you know, any of his episodes we see in Leela, Krishna doesn't, you know, come to a particular conclusion. He always, like, you know, he understands, okay, probably Vishnu Chakra Thakur mentions that probably they might have said yes. They did not say yes because how can they say yes? Because the, you know, yagya is not yet over. How can they give the remnants of the yagya to them? And they did not say no also because they did not want to reject the proposal of not giving them. So they did not say yes and they did not say no because they were in this situation. They were just in the middle of the yagya, not finished the yagya, so they could not say yes that they will give. And they could not say no also because they didn't want to give all. It's not that they didn't want to give. They would have given if the yagya was over, probably. You know? So the benefit of doubt was given to them by the Lord. So that's why when the boys came in a complaining attitude, Krishna just fizzled out that whole thing. He didn't put fuel into the fire and say that, you know, yes, yes, you are right. And you should be, we should try to see, we should teach them a lesson. He didn't say like that, he just smiled it off. So this is how an expert manager can be, you know. Like sometimes a person can come in a very, very furious mood and very disappointing. It's a duty of a leader or manager just see that things are being done or maybe managed in a very amicable way. So Krishna just said, smilingly, he said, Ashur, he said, don't worry. He told, indicated to coward boy that they need not be angry at the ritualistic Brahmanas because the ritualistic Brahmanas may not be aware about what they are doing. You know, they could have given it to you if the yagya was over. We do not know. So Krishna did not. In fact, he engaged them in something else. He says, I will tell you what to do. First he mentioned to them, he said, she understand that one who begs will often be refused. So that's another third principle that we can understand from here. This is a nature that whenever a beggar goes to beg, it's not that he will always get what he when he goes to beg. He can be refused. Like sometimes we may go for donation. Like Janmashtami is coming nearer, as Shridham Prabhu was mentioning some few days back, that this is a time we have to, this is a very good example for us, that, you know, they went to the Brahmanas were refused, and then they went to the wives gave. So it may happen that, you know, sometimes we may go to beg from someone, and we may not get also. But on the order of Krishna, if you go to beg, we can be sure that we will get definitely. That is for sure. But we will not get the way we want. A person, sometimes we may approach someone for asking for some donation and he may not give. And somebody else whom we may think that may not give, may give. We do not know. Like, you know, that's why Krishna consciousness is very adventurous. Like Shyam Sundar Babu in Vrindavan Yatra a few years back, he was saying Krishna consciousness is very adventurous. Because you do not know how the things are going to happen. If everything is happening the way you want it, then it's not very exciting. But, you know, if the things are happening the way you don't expect it to happen, then things are very exciting. So, similarly, like, you know, when people go for book distribution, they distribute books, sometimes they don't do anything. Sometimes they distribute in lots. Similarly, it happens with when you go for donations also. But the principle is that we just go for donations on behalf of Krishna, for His pleasure. So when we do that, definitely Krishna knows. Krishna can inspire someone to give. See, in fact, you know, Srila Prabhupada said that it's the nature of all of us to beg, actually, in this world. Right from the childhood, we always go on begging. Right from the childhood. If you see the small child, he always begs for food. When he grows up, he begs for toys. When he grows up, he begs for certain desires which he wants to have very strongly. Like we know as Prabhupada also. He had one toy and he wanted another toy. So he was just on the road, you know, throwing tantrums because he wanted a second toy. So nature is there. That he wants to. He wants to ask for something. He wants to. But when he grows up, as Srila Prabhupada says, then he will beg for job. You know, we want some better job. we want this, we want that. We got a job in way of better wife. Good wife, sorry. Or maybe a better life. Or better living conditions for us. Anything. We just go on begging, go on begging, go on begging. Whoever we can find our hand or lay our hands on, we just go to beg. If the demigods are ready to give us, then we'll go. We don't mind doing some tapasya to please them. But nature is always to beg. As Srila Prabhupada in 1960s, I was going through that folio and in that it was mentioning, it's mentioned that how Srila Prabhupada, when he was preaching in 1960 in Berkeley Temple, one person just got up. He said, Prabhupada, we want modern technology. So Prabhupada says, you are a beggar, you are just going to beg. You are going to go on begging, go on begging, go on begging. But he says, I have come here to give you. He says, I am not begging. I have come here to give you. Whereas you people, you are always going to beg. Because that's the nature of each and every one of us. We only want to beg. But then as Srila Prabhupada mentions that when you beg, you go door to door to different companies for begging. Okay, this is my certificate. I want a job. It's not that you are going to get a job. You're like a dog. You just go on. Prabhupada actually labels them as dog. He says, just a dog goes to everyone just trying to beg for food. He's rejected. Sometimes he's kicked away. So it's like this. That we just can't get everything that we want. But still, we just go on begging. We just go on begging. We beg on for so many things. Probably, we have unlimited list of things which you want in our life. And whoever can give it, we just don't mind begging. But then, Prabhupada mentions a very important principle that, the real aspect of a householder is to give in charity. It's an integral principle of a household life. Especially when somebody comes to beg to us, at least we should give something in charity to them. His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj was mentioning that when you're driving and somebody comes to beg for something, he says you should carry some prasad with you. So that anybody who comes as a beggar, begs, you should actually give some prasad. And he said, if you're not carrying some prasad, then you should give money. He says the nature of a householder is to actually, or the duty of a householder is to give. Give in charity to the person who is needy. That is a person. Radhanath Maharaj was, that particular lecture he was mentioning, that normally our heart is very hard. But when we give, our heart becomes soft. And when it becomes soft, it's ready to receive the transcendental message. If you give to the right person at the right time. When you give someone, then your heart becomes soft to receive that knowledge. At the same time, in one of the classes, it was mentioned that you do not know who needs the charity desperately. Somebody may come, somebody who is needy may come to you for something. You do not know whether a person is in need or not. And he may be in need also. Who knows about it? Like we know so many stories where somebody's need is given something, and then on a few years down the line, that person gets back much more than what he had actually given. Paid in full for a glass of milk. The famous episode sometimes is here. And then sometimes we hear someone giving something and then in some way or the other it comes back. So person may be needy at that time. You do not know when you will be needy, in need, and somebody gives you. The law of attraction, it just said, what goes comes back also to you. But then, as a householder, you don't give because you expect something from them. But you give because it's an inherent principle that you are supposed to give. Like Prabhupada mentions the Ishavasyam principle. Everything animate and inanimate belongs to the Lord. And one should accept only what is there as one's quota and knowing fully well to whom anything else belongs. So it is said in the Shastra that a Brahman and Shudra only can beg, whereas Kshatriya and Vaishya should give. Like we have stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like Bali Maharaj, when the Lord himself came in the form of Vamandev and begged in charity, Bali Maharaj was ready to give. He begged for three steps of land. And Bali Maharaj said, what is you asking from me? Only this much? But then ultimately he had to give this entire possession, including himself also. But he was ready to do that. Rantidev, he was ready to give everything what he had. He had fasted for so many days. But on a day when he was about to break his fast, first a Brahmana came, he just gave half of his food. Then another person came, Shudra came, he gave another half of the whatever is remaining. Then a person came with a pack of dog, he gave him that. Then finally a Chandala came, he gave the water also. Extreme example. Shibi, he gave his own body. Just so that the pigeon can be saved from being eaten away by the eagle. Of course, Indra and Agnidev came in the role of eagle and the pigeon. But still, there are examples of charity is there in Shastra. So that principle is always there. The principle is there that if you have more, then you give it. You give or you share. Like nice example in a Quran, in a Muslim book, which once Govindpu gave to me. And a very real life incident where two Muslims, they were offering obeisances in a mosque. And while they were offering obeisances, the second person, while the first person was offering obeisances, he took out from his wallet, from his pocket, the wallet, and put it in his pocket. You know? And this particular act was noticed by that son of the first one. So when he went home, the son told him, he said that the person next to you, he picked up that wallet from you. Now anybody else would have just, you know, become very, you know, you'd have reacted very strongly. But then this person, he started thinking. He said, maybe he's in need of money. He's thinking. He did not say to his son. He just immediately went to a grocery store and he brought lots of groceries. And the son asked him, he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to that friend's, that person's house to give all these groceries. He says, why are you doing like this? First of all, he just, you know, picked up your wallet and now you are taking so many groceries. He says, my dear child, I know this fellow. Probably he's in need of money. And that's the reason he picked up my wallet. Maybe I should take some things at his house. Now that's what is like, you know, real charity. The person was in need and this person went and gave him what he was needing. Like we also know the story of Dhanurdas. You know, when, of course, we can see from this angle, when Ramanujacharya sent his disciple just to steal all the ornaments from the body of his wife while she was asleep. They just climbed from the window side and then they stole all the ornaments. And while they were about to, you know, pick up the bangles and everything from one side, she turned and they went away. They left thinking that, you know, now the wife is getting up probably. If she sees us, then probably we'll be caught. But then what happened is that when Dhanurdas heard this, he said, maybe our Guru Maharaj needs this. Maybe, you know, the Brahmachari Ashram really is in a severe financial crisis. We should be able to do something to help. Now, that's a thought which came inside, you know. So, this particular aspect of charity is a virtue in a householder's life. And naturally, it should come. And that's what we have been taught, that, you know, we should be doing that. So Ishavasam principle is very, very important. But as His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj in one of his lecture, he was saying, giving an example of Shuklambar Brahmachari, who was begging from door to door for rice, puffed rice, and then he would not eat himself. He would just come and he would distribute to everyone. You know, he says that's the nature. He says the devotee begs and distributes. He says our Krishna consciousness movement is for that. We just accept from someone, whoever can give, and then we distribute. We distribute the money, we distribute the knowledge, we distribute everything. We distribute Harinam also. You know. So Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning in that class that Srila Prabhupada actually, in fact he said we are all like beggars only. We are all beggars. And Srila Prabhupada is actually begging. Very nice point, he said that Srila Prabhupada is begging from us a chance to serve him by giving Krishna prem. He's actually begging from us a chance to serve him by giving Krishna prem. And what is it that we can give to him? He said we can give to him, we can give our faith, our desire to serve, and our humble attitude to please him. If we give that to Srila Prabhupada, our faith, our desire to serve, and a humble attitude to please him, then he says, then Srila Prabhupada will offer all of us at the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. That's what Maharaj was saying. That he'll just offer everyone to Radha Gopinath and our life will be perfect. He says, Krishna consciousness is all about begging. We are only begging for what? Begging for an opportunity to serve and begging for becoming humble so that we can serve each and everyone. Srila Prabhupada mentions the Ishavasam, that verse. He said, ultimately, what belongs to us? Nothing belongs to us. He says, even the building which we build, the ingredients are provided by the Lord. Everything is provided by the Lord. So actually, nothing belongs to us. Whatever we are given, we should be grateful. But then we just beg to the Lord that be humble, to be humble, and use everything for the Lord's service. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very nice song he sings about Gurudev. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya. He says, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakriti ache, amito kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaitava pache pache. We are all like beggars. We only beg. We beg for the mercy. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro. The spiritual master has Krishna with him. And only he can give Krishna. Who has Krishna? We don't have Krishna. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro. Only he can give Krishna. Tomara shakati ache. Amito kangala, Krishna Krishna bole. Dhayetava pache pache. I am impoverished. I am poor. Amito kangal. We should consider ourselves to be kangal. If you consider ourselves to be having everything, then we will not get that. But then if you consider ourselves to be impoverished, like as Kunti Maharani says, if you consider ourselves impoverished, then amito kangala, Krishna Krishna bole dhayetava pache pache. So when you go after them, after the spiritual master, after Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Prabhupada will give that. He'll give that mercy. We have to only to be begging, that's all. Like we were in Barsana, and we were in front of Sriji Mandir many years back. And Radhana Swami Maharaj, he just told that every one of us, please pray. Just concentrate and pray to Srimati Radharani. We are all here, come to Barsana to just beg. We have come here to beg from Srimati Radharani for the mercy, the opportunity to serve. Because she can give us that opportunity for us to serve. He says, we are all come here as beggars. He says, let us all pray to Srimati Radharani and beg for that mercy. And he made us actually, you know, meditate on this for some few minutes. That's how grave it is for all of us, that we all should understand that, you know, we are no one here, but we are all beggars. But we should also understand that what we should beg for also. If you beg the right thing, then you'll get that. We cannot beg for anything else. We have to beg for the right thing. If you beg for the mercy, for an opportunity to serve, then we'll get that. And when we get that, we become grateful. We should be grateful for that opportunity to serve. And when we do that, then unlimited mercy will flow. And as Gauram Prabhu always mentions, what do you mean by unlimited mercy? That means an opportunity to serve. More opportunities to serve. That's all, nothing else. Like once he was giving a class on Lakshmana's nature. What is Lakshmana's nature? He is always there. His opulence was an opportunity to serve. And that's what is all we are aspiring for. You know, anything else in this world, probably we may not get it. We may not get it also. And we probably, all probabilities, 90% of the time we will not get it also. But then one thing is for sure, that if you approach the right place at the right time to the right person, then we'll get that. So we should know where you should go to beg, actually. Of course, under the instructions, under the guidance of the higher authorities. Just like, as you know, that here, this particular instance at this point, Krishna is going to tell them now. I will tell you where to get. Where to really go to beg now. You know? Because now, at this point, the boys are already completely despondent. They just, you know, got a negative answer. They did not get anything. And they came and complained. But Krishna smiled and Krishna says, I will tell you where to go. And they just, as Radhana Swami Maharaj said, that they said, you just go there and tell them, you know, Krishna is there. But then moment the Brahmana's wives came to know that Krishna is there in Sangri, unlimited quantity of food was provided to them. That's what. It's abundance of service will be provided to us if we beg from the Lord's devotees. And that's the purpose of this particular verse. I just wanted to share this. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.